Atlas Air Worldwide undertakes inspection of its GenX engines. Celebrating general aviation in Alaska, and to be or not to be, commercial flights into Boeing's Payne Field. This is Aero News for Wednesday, September the 19th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Not waiting for the FAA to act and following the NTSB's recommendation that the FAA issue an AD requiring frequent inspections of GenX engines on some Dreamliners and 747-8 airplanes, Atlas Air Worldwide Holdings has issued a statement in response to inquiries about the General Electric GenX 2B engines serving the company's Boeing 747-8 freighter fleet. The company has five 747-8 freighters in service, with another four yet to be delivered. In its statement, Atlas Air says in part, quote, "In conjunction with GE, we established a plan to inspect each of the engines serving our existing 747-8s and will work with GE to inspect the engines that will power our remaining 747-8 deliveries," end quote. The company said that so far, inspections have not uncovered any issues with its engines and have not resulted in any loss of flying time by its fleet. As the NTSB further recommended, Atlas says it has also established a plan to conduct recurring inspections during regularly scheduled maintenance and thus does not expect these inspections to interrupt service in any way. Over 100 pilots, aviation enthusiasts, and state and local officials gathered Monday in Anchorage for a celebration of general aviation in Alaska. The event, held at Signature Flight Support, was organized by GAMA, with support from the AOPA, the NATA, and the NBAA. Attendees represented individuals who use aviation to conduct business in the state, as well as private pilots, aviation enthusiasts, air cargo haulers, representatives of the tourism industry, aviation mechanics and training, and others who are connected to general aviation in Alaska. State and local public officials were also on hand to interact with the many users who rely on general aviation in Alaska, including to reach the small and remote communities not connected by roads. A wide variety of GA aircraft were also on display. Senator Mark Begich and DOT Commissioner Mark Lucan recognized general aviation's tremendous impact as a provider of vital services to Alaska's rural communities, as each spoke to the crowd. And GAMA's president and CEO Pete Bunce said, quote, "General aviation is woven into the fabric of this state like no other, and we are fortunate to have a state congressional delegation that is passionate about preserving, protecting, and promoting general aviation," end quote. The FAA has released an environmental study assessing the impact of commercial flights at Payne Field in Everett, Washington. The airport is home to Boeing's primary assembly facilities, but is otherwise viewed as a GA airport. The agency said that adding up to 23 commercial flights per day by 2018 would have little impact on noise, traffic, or air pollution. The report looked only at the number of commercial flights proposed by the airlines looking to establish service at Payne Field, namely Horizon Air of Seattle and Allegiant Air of Las Vegas. Opponents of the proposal said that the agency should have taken future growth of airline operations into account when considering the impact on the environment. The opponents say that not considering that incremental growth proposed by the two carriers over the next 5 years, meaning up to 160 flights per week, violates federal environmental laws. Of course, the battle lines are familiar. Proponents say adding the commercial flights will be an economic boon to the region and far more convenient for those flying into and out of the Seattle area. Opponents say they will add noise, traffic, and pollution, and the quality of life will suffer. The FAA has opened comments on the final draft of the proposal through October the 14th. A final decision is expected by the end of the year. Well, published reports show American Airlines canceling increasing numbers of flights over the past several days, far more than any other airline. The Chicago Tribune reports the cancellations are because of increased numbers of pilots calling in sick and increased numbers of pilot-reported mechanical delays. This week, the airline has canceled 243 flights so far, according to FlightStats.com. Speculation is this is some type of organized sick-out by the airline's disgruntled pilots, the only workers group with whom the airline has not been able to reach a new contract agreement as it struggles to reorganize in bankruptcy. However, pilots' union spokesman Dennis Tager said, quote, "There is no union-endorsed activity," end quote. American is in the midst of reorganizing its fall schedule, which spokesman Bruce Hicks says will include a reduction of 1 to 2%. Hicks says, quote, It's an attempt to pre-plan and better accommodate our passengers by canceling in advance and changing the schedule to reaccommodate people, to give them plenty of notice before they get to the airport and find a flight canceled, end quote. Hicks also said the company is not aware of an organized job action against the airline by its pilots. The Wall Street Journal, though, has gone so far as to suggest persons with travel plans book away from American this fall, saying the airline has become, quote, too unreliable, end quote. When Aero News continues, like the line in the movie said, don't shoot the sheriff. A new world record is set, all in pursuit of a custom interior, and a rare Nazi transport plane is found off the coast of Italy.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, September the 19th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A Wynne Parish, Louisiana man has been found guilty of shooting at an Army National Guard helicopter that was assisting in a search for a marijuana field in August of 2010. According to a news release from the United States Attorney, a jury returned guilty verdicts against 61-year-old James Lamar Kelly, who was charged with three felonies for the shooting. The jury heard testimony that Kelly fired on the aircraft from the ground with a 9mm handgun that was recovered when he was arrested. Neither the pilot or another trooper on board was injured in the incident, and the aircraft was reportedly not damaged. Kelly is currently free on bond pending a December the 14th sentencing. He could serve as many as 20 years in prison on each count and be assessed a $250,000 fine. A Boeing business jet set a new world record for speed over a recognized course when it flew nonstop from Los Angeles to Auckland, New Zealand, for installation of its VIP interiors. The BBJ, a 737-700, modified for VIP use, made the 5,658 nautical mile trip in 13 hours, 7 minutes, and 54 seconds. The record-setting trip was monitored by the National Aeronautic Association. BBJ President Captain Steve Taylor said the trip demonstrates the incredible range capability of the BBJ, saying, quote, when we left Los Angeles with full fuel, we were 21,000 pounds below our maximum takeoff weight. This means that the customer can add a full VIP interior, fill all the seats, and still carry full fuel and have remarkable range, end quote. The airplane was flown to New Zealand for the first interior completion of a new BBJ by Altitude Aerospace Interiors, an Auckland-based company which was launched in 2008. Boeing delivers its BBJ to the customer green, meaning there's no interior or paint, so it can be customized to suit the specific needs and taste of the customer. A Messerschmitt ME-323 that was shot down in July of 1943 off the coast of Italy was discovered accidentally by divers looking for another downed airplane in about 200 feet of water. The ME-323 was the largest land-based transport aircraft of the war. It reportedly was on a mission to deliver supplies as large as tanks when it was attacked by a Bristol bow fighter and went down near the Mandolina Islands. The UK newspaper The Mail reports that the airplane is in very good condition for having been underwater for 69 years, with all six of the airplane's engines visible and much of the rest of the aircraft still intact. Historians say the find is of great historical importance. There were only about 200 of the ME-323s produced by Nazi Germany for the war effort. It first flew in 1942 and was retired from service in 1944. It was designed to carry vehicles, weapons, and troops over long distances, all in preparation for an invasion of Great Britain that never happened. Well, Adam Eidinger lost his quadcopter, a $700 Chinese-built remote-controlled aircraft, during a routine flight when a gust of wind took it beyond the limits of the radio's capabilities earlier this month. Like anyone with a lost dog or a lost quadcopter, he posted missing notices in the neighborhood on lampposts and telephones, this according to the blog The DCist. Now, it should be noted that Adam's neighborhood is just a mile and a half away from the White House, And this story took an unusual turn when Eidinger received a phone call from his friendly FAA on September the 14th. The call was to remind him of the 2009 NOTAM, which describes the types of flight operations that are not permitted within the DC flight restricted zone. They include model aircraft operations, model rocketry, and unmanned aircraft systems. Eidinger promised the FAA that he would cease his quadcopter operations until such a time as the FAA opens the airspace for such activity. It really doesn't matter because the location of the aircraft is still unknown. It's still lost. For those wishing to fly radio-controlled aircraft in compliance with local, state, and federal laws, we urge you to consider joining the Academy of Model Aeronautics. So I guess the moral of the story is, if you lose your aircraft, don't post notices on local lampposts and telephone poles where the FAA might read them. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.